If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim. Din al-Islam, dini, wal-azam ghayru dini, Muhammad illi hadini.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God. Welcome to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. Going to talk about some of the Islamic laws about medical issues and conditions according to Ayatollah Khamenei. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography and we'll be back. Don't go away.
A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtada Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, we testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up to 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.
Subhanallah.
Okay, Sheikh Javid, let me ask you this question regarding the Islamic laws about, the medical cases and scenarios. Is it permissible to look at the pictures of non-Muslims usually found in the books of medicine? We all know that, these books include a lot of naked or semi-naked pictures, or photos of human beings, whether male or female. Yeah, no, so the question is that, is it permissible to look at them, especially when we are talking about doctors or doctors-to-be? So the interns who want to become, future doctors need to gain experience by looking at, let's say, the body of human beings so that they would be able to diagnose some diseases, right? So what's the ruling about it?
Well, looking at those pictures is not permissible for the laity, for common individuals, mm-hmm. because common individuals have nothing to do with specializing or gaining experience or acquiring knowledge of medicine and so on and so forth. Of course, the question relates to people looking at those pictures who are, for example, maybe partially or fully naked, man or woman. And these are medical students who want to gain experience. Of course, Ayatollah Khamenei says that when it comes to such people, there is no objection to seeing these pictures, provided that it's done without questionable intent, without the intention of seeking pleasure, without mm-hmm. lustful intention, because that's not permissible. If the intention of the student who is gaining experience is to acquire knowledge, and his intention is just to see, to check the picture, and to see for example, the anatomy, if I'm correct, of the person, there's no objection, And also, it's very much important that one does not fear of falling into a sin. Mm-hmm. If one is confident that he is not going to fall into a sin as a result of seeing or looking at those pictures, there is no objection to him seeing or looking at those pictures with the intention of acquiring knowledge and gaining experience.
I see. Okay, thank you very much, Sheikh Javid. Let's take a short break and we'll be back. Don't go away.
The followers of Ayatollah Khamenei can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khamenei's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Back to the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid is still our guest speaker in this program. We are talking about Islamic laws about, or some of the Islamic laws about the medical issues. Well, Sheikh Javid, we, apart from the different sexual or gender orientation that people have, but some people are hermaphrodites. All right?
Yes.
So what's the Islamic law about, undergoing an operation for a hermaphrodite person to become either man or a woman?
Yes, there are people around the world, but their number is few and far between, as far as I know, mm-hmm. who suffer from this kind of gender complication or anomaly. And they do want to belong to either sex, male or female. So some Muslims who suffer from this complication would like to know whether this is permissible to undergo an operation or a surgical operation or not. Yes, Ayatollah Khamenei says that there is no objection to undergoing such an operation, provided that one avoids haram preliminary steps, because this may involve or include some preliminary steps, and these preliminary steps might be haram, you know. But you know, as we discussed in one of the previous episodes, when it becomes absolutely necessary, when being a shemale, for example, mm-hmm. makes life for the individual extremely and unbearably difficult, then that person has the right and the excuse to turn to a doctor, to a specialist for surgical operation to get rid of this problem. Mm-hmm. And of course, both the doctor as well as the patient must suffice with the necessity, mm-hmm. with whatever necessary. They should avoid haram preliminaries, haram steps, preliminary steps.
Sheikh Javed, you know, when we are talking about laws or Islamic laws and rulings, sometimes we need to, ask about those situations or those standards which are supposed to be met or fulfilled on the part of the patient, for example, a woman in labor. And sometimes we need to know, as, for example, a staff or a personnel working in the hospital doing so, or dealing with, for example, the mothers-to-be, right? So what are those requirements? What is it that we know that required of a woman in labor, and what is required of a nursing staff when it comes to, for example, the pregnant people or the patients, especially we are talking about female patients, and they are, somehow, or they need to see, for example, some of the parts of the bodies of the patients.
You're right. It is not permissible for the nurses to deliberately and intentionally mm-hmm. look at the private parts of a woman in labor unless it is necessary. And of course, the same goes for the doctor, who should avoid looking at the body of the patient or touching it unless it is necessary. So necessity is the criterion. Necessity is the standard, mm-hmm. which must be followed and adhered to everywhere by both nurses and by doctors and staffers and those who work in the hospital. As for the patient himself, herself is mm-hmm. concerned, for example, yes. the woman who is being treated and who is, for example, in the labor room, mm-hmm. She is giving birth to a child. She should also do whatever necessary to cover herself, and she should not uncover all parts of her body when only one part must be uncovered. So she should not take off her clothes and expose herself to the doctors, to the people around her, when she just needs to maybe uncover only one part of her body. Mm-hmm. So she must also understand that she should suffice to the necessary extent and not go beyond the limit.
Mm-hmm. I see. Thank you very much, Sheikh Javed, for your nice answers to these questions around the medical issues in this program, Islamic Laws. And thank you, my dear listeners, for being with us and tuning in to our radio, IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
رحمن رحيم منان كريم سلام عليم لا إله إلا هو غفار جميل وهاب لطيف تواب سميع بصير لا إله إلا
وحيد قدير محيي مميت الظاهر والباطن.